This is Inside the Vienna Business Radio on demand for Tuesday, March 19, 2024. I'm Gary Dick. A new convention center in Lake County would inject nearly $60 million annually into the local economy. That according to a study presented to the Board of Directors of the Northwest Indiana Regional Development Authority. Such a facility would also create more than 1,300 full and part-time jobs and boost local and state tax revenues by more than $3.5 million a year. Sherry Ziller is CEO of the Northwest Indiana RDA.
I think given the results of the study, that it might get people and communities thinking, okay, well, maybe we could advance this forward. Let's see what happens. Let's see if we could do a public-private partnership. There's a lot of funding out there available.
Two Central Indiana nurses faced disciplinary action over allegations they took or shared photos of a patient in treatment, violating that patient's privacy rights. The Indiana Attorney General's office filed administrative complaints this month with the State Nursing Board against Carrie Rominger and Allie Brandenstein in connection with the incidents. The two were registered nurses at Indiana University Health's Methodist Hospital. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb on Monday vetoed a bill that defines and bans anti-Semitism within the state's public education system, saying the legislation is confusing and doesn't go far enough to address the issue. The bill, meant to address anti-Semitism on college campuses, stalled amid persistent disagreement between lawmakers. From the state's number one source for Indiana business news, you're listening to Inside Indiana Business Radio. Southwest Indiana, your bold future starts here. IBJ Media, Inside Indiana Business, and the IEDC invite you to the third annual Engage Southwest Indiana, April 12th in Evansville, presented by CareSource, Indiana University, and Old National Bank. Connect with fellow business and community leaders. Discover programs aligned to your region's unique needs and walk away with bold new thinking for Southwest Indiana's future growth. RSVP now at ibj.com/engage. The Perry County Development Corporation says 2023 was a year of, quote, significant accomplishments. Here's Inside Indiana Business reporter Alex Brown.
The organization said multiple inroads were made last year in the areas of business retention and expansion, talent attraction, and community development. In September, the agency unveiled its new strategic plan, which aims to serve as a roadmap for the next 5 years and beyond. Among the expansion efforts last year was Bliss Artisan Ice Cream, which plans to revitalize the historic former Swiss plywood building into a multi-use facility that would include event space, a gift and scoop shop, and offices for lease. The agency also celebrated workforce development efforts made in 2023, including providing $350,000 in Regional Economic Acceleration and Development Initiative, or READY funding, to support facility upgrades and advanced automation and robotics equipment at the Ivy Tech Career and Technology Center in Tell City. The county's efforts to attract remote workers through a campaign on MakeMyMove.com also proved fruitful last year. The county's Talent Attraction Incentive Program offers $7,000 for out-of-state residents willing to relocate, and eight new residents across three households came to Perry County. Alex Brown, Inside Indiana Business Radio.
The Independent Community Bankers of America has announced Lucas White as its 2024-25 chairman. White is the president of the Fountain Trust Company, a community bank headquartered in Covington. 14 community organizations dedicated to revitalizing their downtowns have earned a new or updated Indiana Main Street designation. From the Indiana Office of Community and Rural Affairs, Indiana Main Street is the statewide initiative affiliated with Main Street America that helps revitalize older and historic commercial districts. This is Gary Dick for Inside Indiana Business Radio on demand.